New music with Zan on Double J.
Vicar and Linda are in the house. Hello, legends. Welcome back to Double J.
Oh, good morning, Zan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm stable. Can we just talk about the elephant in the room first, which is a giant earthquake that we all just experienced? We're all in Melbourne. Did you guys feel it where you are?
My house shook like crazy. I freaked out. I leapt out of bed and screamed. My husband was downstairs. I'm going, John, did you feel that? It was just, honest to God, the whole house shook.
I was the same, Zan. My house is built in 1880 and I was worried it was going to fall down. I knew straight away it was an earthquake.
Now, you guys have got some experience with earthquakes too, don't you? Because this is the first time I've ever felt an earthquake in Melbourne. But what about you? Have you experienced one before?
Yeah, not long ago. We were in Tonga.
Yeah, right.
And we were swimming off the pier and all the fish jumped out of the water. They all came out of the water and it was a 7.8, a couple of kilometres down. It was a very big earthquake. So we know the feeling.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that you're both safe and that you're in a structurally sound building. That was the first thing that I did. I went straight to the doorway because that's what I've been told. Go to the doorway, stand in the doorway.
I did that too.
Oh, you guys.
You never forget it. Why are you laughing, Linda?
Yeah. I'm not laughing because, I mean, I was going, oh, where do I go? I sort of hit the deck, actually.
I'm very glad that you're safe. And if you are wondering, there is no tsunami warning for Melbourne. I've seen that in the news alerts. We are here to talk about good news, though, because Vicar and Linda have returned. There's been a lot spoken about this record, 19 years since your last album of original songs. We've been playing that song in particular a whole lot, My Heart Is in the Wrong Place. It is such a beautiful and epic ballad. It's a great kind of rousing song. What was your feeling when you first heard it? Because Ben Salter was the guy that wrote this song, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
You tell, Lily. You tell.
Oh, look, Zan, Vicar heard it and I think we already knew that it was going to be Vicar that was singing this song. I think because of the sentiment Vicar picked up on, it's like, oh, you know, I can really get that. We've all been in that down and out position sometimes where we feel like we, you know, a bit of a loser. I'm not saying you are, Vic.
Well, sometimes I do. I have had moments in my life that I've felt like that, I've got to say.
We all do.
We all do. So, but I knew Vicky could bring that song to her own thing, bring it up to the level that I know she can do. And Ben just wrote that song. It took 6 months after our first meeting, came around, had a cup of tea. He asked what we wanted and he came up with that song and we just loved it.
It must be amazing to have, work with a songwriter that just gets it and gets where you're coming from. And certainly when I listened to it and you just saying there, Vicar, that, you know, it tapped into feelings that you've had before. Was it important for you to say something about your history, about those ups and downs as you now stepped into this new chapter and this first record in so many years of original songs?
I think it was very important because I could sing it honestly. You know, it's like it was like he wrote the lyrics it was like he'd written it specially for me because, you know, I've been a very wild child and made a lot of mistakes and, you know, where Linda has kind of watched what I've done and sort of been a lot more cautious perhaps. And I think, how does Ben know that, you know, I felt like that? And I thought, well, yeah, I can sing that. I can. It is from the heart. So I related to it immediately and it made us better singers.
How much do you work with songwriters when you're working on a song like with Ben? You know, you chatted with him 6 months later, he gave this song for you. But is that a kind of a common occurrence when you're working with different collaborators that you sit down with them and tell them what you want?
I did, Zan. Initially for this record, I worked with Bill Page from Mushroom Music Publishing and we reached out to as many different people from as many different songwriters, I mean. They didn't have to be famous. They didn't have to be well known. We just used that network to look for a song that would appeal to us. So with Ben, I'd never met him before. I was introduced to Ben via Simon Nugent and Paul Kelly and he came round and we had a cup of tea and it was instant sort of an instant connection. And so as far as the writing process and the work collaborative process goes, I just explained to him the differences between Vicar and I, where we are, you know, people assume we're similar but we're actually not, very, very different. And he picked up on that, I think. And And, you know, I just sort of explained that we're in a different place in our lives. We'd like to be we like to take that step forward. And he just ran with that. Some people are like that. Some people are more, I'll leave it with you and get back to me. And that's why it took so long. You can't push these beautiful people. You have to let them do their thing.
You've got some amazing songwriters throughout this record that you've collaborated with. It really does feel as though you're getting so many different sides of both of your personalities too. And, of course, your styles enable to sing together, to sing on your own. There's some spiky sounds on this too, which I want to get to in just a moment. But I guess you saying that you didn't really know Ben before you met him, I was going to ask, do you need to have a friendship or a relationship with a songwriter? But clearly not. Clearly these were going in, you know, just first meetings with some of these songs.
That's exactly right. I mean, Eva Seymour wrote a song. We'd never met Eva before. I didn't meet Eva until I had to sit down with her and ask her to rewrite a verse or a couple of lines in a verse. And you don't have to know people. I think they just pick up on the vibe, you know. For want of a better word, if your intent is right and you serve the song, they know that if they're in good hands that you try your best to do that.
Mm.
Yeah,
we're going to get to that Eva Seymour written song in just a moment. It's one of my favourites off the record. We're chatting with Vicar and Linda, who are behind our feature record all this week. The Weight just came out. We're sharing it with you all this week on Double J. And the Bull Sisters are with you on this Wednesday morning to unpack it. Speaking of spiky, as I just said, take a little listen to this. This is a song called Since You're Gone, Rollicking, and that amazing vocal. Linda, I love this. This is you on the lead, isn't it?
Which one, Since You're Gone? It's Unison, Vicar and I, Zan.
Same time.
Yep. It's interesting, this song, because Neil Murray and Matt Walker wrote this song, and when Matt brought it, because it's such a rockin' number, I automatically thought that I would just sing it. And I said,
move over, Linda. This one's mine, mate.
This is mine, babe. And I thought, hang on a minute, how presumptuous of me. And I said to Matt, look, you know, who would you like to sing this song, Matt? And he goes, actually, Linda. And I got highly offended. I said, okay, no worries. Yeah. So, Linda sang it live a few times. We worked that song in, but Linda's a beautiful balladeer. She's a ballad singer, and, you know, the rockier numbers, you know, sometimes she struggles with them a little bit, but then we all said, no, you got to do it, because we know you can belt out a number, you know, in a different way. And then when we got to the studio, Linda goes, how about we sing it together? We sing it in unison. And that's what happened. And, it just turned out so well. The boys just went with it, and they just started playing this feel, and it was like, oh, wow, okay, because it's completely different to how we used to do it live. And I think that's the beauty, just singing in unison, because the siblings get that thing. They can sing in unison quite – the blend is beautiful, because I have very sort of cut through, and Linda's got a better kind of tone, and those two, it's like opposites attract.
Mm. But you do have a bit of a wail on this song, though. Take a listen to this. I love that you got your banshee on anyway, Vicar. You're like, yeah, sure, Linda, you get to have first dibs, but I'm stepping up now.
Oh, well, Linda made me do that.
Oh, Linda made you do it, did she?
Yeah. You tell the story.
Well, Sam, we were in studio. We knew that we needed some sort of a solo in that section, and the boys were discussing possibly a harmonica. And I was just like, no, I know who can do that. Vicar can sing the solo. Go. And I said to Vic, go in there. Sing the bloody solo, and then I'll make a cup of tea and I'll come back. She'd done it.
Yeah.
I knew she could do it. That's the tip of the iceberg of the way she can sing, and I knew that she'd nail it. She did.
It's incredible. We're talking about Since You're Gone, one of many amazing songs on the new Vicar and Linda Bull record. It's simply called The Weight, 19 years since their last album of original songs. here on Double J. We're featuring the record all this week. The last time I spoke with you guys was when we did that wonderful Take 5 a couple of years ago. And I remember we were talking about it. I can't remember whether it was off air or on air, but you told me that you were working on this record all those years ago. How far back does this actually stretch? You know, we talk about 19 years between drinks, but when did you actually sit down and go, okay, we're making a record, we're going to begin, let's start working with people and finding the songs?
May 2017. Right. That was the first meeting I had with Bill Page about trying to get the songs together for this record. And it just takes its time because of what I said before. It's like you sit down with people, you start on a song. I mean, I tried to write with a lot of different people who are fantastic songwriters, and it's probably better that they write the song without me because their songs are stronger. And I'm not that developed yet as a songwriter. Vika knows that she doesn't want to do it, but we're going to do it. We're going to sit down and write a song for the next record.
Vika's just shaking her head now.
It's just so hard. It's hard. It's like that's why 5 years, you know, for these songs to come and some songs took months, and it's like that's what, you know, you can't rush these things, and I'm a very impatient person, and you know, you just like Linda. That's why Linda's great, because she's much more patient than me. I'd rather sing it. I'm the interpreter.
You can hear the work that's gone into it, though, and it's great that you've waited, because none of them feel rushed. They all feel like such fully formed, amazing songs in their own right. And then you get this whole record, and like I said, it's just like going through so many different sides of Vika and Linda and so many different sounds. And it's an exciting record traveling through this and hearing it all. When you got into the studio and you worked with your band, and I know these are players that you've worked with live for many, many years, did that take long once you stepped in there to actually lay it down and record it?
It didn't take long at all, Zan. It took 8 days.
Wow.
So we had 12 songs in 8 days. So we had Ash Naylor on guitar, Cameron Bruce on piano, both in the Paul Kelly band. So we've been playing with them for 10 years. Mm. So we instinctively know how each other play. But then Stephen Schramm, who produced the album as well, he suggested two new players, Richard Bradbeer on bass and Lachlan O'Kane on drums. And we said, we've never heard of them, never met them. And he goes, we should try them out, get them around for a cup of tea, see if you like them. And so we did. We instantly connected. And then that we got in the studio, and it was like the young guard and meets the old guard. And together it was like it just connected and clicked. And it was the best thing that ever happened. It was so much fun making this record.
Must be nice too to shake it up too. Like you said, you've been working with Cameron and Ash for so many years, but to have new people to bounce ideas off, that would have been exciting and brought a different energy as well, right?
Well, yeah, it's exciting, but it's risky. I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen, and it's an expensive process in the studio. So it's kind of like, I think that the thing that put our minds at ease is that when you're in a band, you know, you have to get along as people. Otherwise the music just won't flow. It's just, if someone puts you off, makes you feel uncomfortable, you can't be comfortable in the studio, because that's when you really need to bring it. But they were great. And that was a kind of good step. And it's, and you know, it was exciting because we trusted them. Mm. Funnily enough, we just knew that they'd do it, and they did a ripper job.
Yeah, it's a great sounding record. I'm very excited about seeing this played out live as well. There are some dates just around the corner. I'll let you know about those in just a jiffy. But let's play another song from the record. You already forecast this one. It's the song Teeth, written by Eva Seymour, which when I was doing a bit of gurgling, when I was gurgling this morning after brushing my teeth, she's Mark Seymour's daughter. I had no idea. Yes. We're wild, small world, but you'd never met Eva before.
No, we'd seen Eva sing with Hannah, with Mark, and Hannah is her sister. They're both really talented, both of them. And Eva had put forward this song, I think, to be honest, I think Mark and Joe, her parents, said, you know, she just send a song and just send it into Vika and Linda. And as soon as I heard it, I was walking through the back streets of Fitzroy and I heard it, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks, that song. And I rang up Bill Page and I rang up Vika and Lisa, our manager, and I said, we need to do this song. We really, I could just hear that we could do a bit of an ode to ABBA on it.
I was going to say, it's totally ABBA. It is totally ABBA.
Thank you. Because we start in unison and we split five times, and every little backing vocal trick that we've learnt in the studio, we could do on that song. And I just felt it in my heart, and I'm so glad that Vika went, okay, I trust you, because it's hard. It sounds hard.
As soon as I heard this, I was like, this is like, you're so used to hearing that kind of sound through ABBA because we've been living with ABBA for decades, but that kind of singing is really tough, isn't it? It's really hard to nail.
It is hard, but I think our experience, you know, well, just singing together for so long since we were kids, it just really helped, you know, just having that experience as well, I guess, and just knowing each other's sound. It actually came together quite quickly, and because we're massive fans of ABBA too, so we practice all our harmonies, you know, we know every song on ABBA Arrival. I was just blown away that Eva had, she was only 19 when she wrote that song, you know, and I was like, she's older than her years. Isn't she wonderful? And just the time, you know, the timing and everything is just beyond her years. And we're just so lucky that I'm so glad that we've got a young writer on the album, you know, a young up and coming songwriter. And a woman at that. You were afraid of my wicked mind, but it wasn't my choice to cast you aside. And I would have stayed, but I couldn't fake it for you. But despite your smile, you got nothing I want. I return what you told.
Linda, I have to say, because you just said it to me off air, you were thinking of me when you sang that song?
I did. I was thinking of you, Zan, because I know you love ABBA, and when we were doing the ABC concert on New Year's Eve, we were singing an ABBA song, and you were sitting right opposite us with this beautiful smile on your face, and I just thought, I hope Zan likes this song.
That seriously has made my week. It's tough times right now in Melbourne, and that's just brought me so much joy. And you know that the reason I was smiling from ear to ear is because I was getting to listen to the two of you just harmonise so perfectly and melting inside. So it's just like a circle of love going around that song and those memories. I love that. Teeth is one of many beautiful songs on this record, The Weight. And, yeah, just on that kind of lockdown, you know, 2020 has been, and 2021 has been such a tough time for people all over the world. In Melbourne, which has experienced one of the longest lockdowns anywhere in the world that just seems to be never ending, it's been incredibly tough. But certainly from an outsider's perspective, it feels as though you guys have had a fairly successful year, given that you've been grounded. You had a number one anthology album. You had a gospel collection off the back of, you know, cheering us up every Sunday morning and bringing us beautiful live streamed concerts. What's it been like for you, given that you have been gigging pretty much since you were teenagers, nonstop, to have had to just stop and slow down and be still? What's the last 18 months been like for the both of you?
Maintaining ratings.
The wind knocked out of us, really.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. It was like, yeah, we've been in band since we were 17 years old, and then all of a sudden, and, you know, just working, singing live, it's just been our life. And then to have everything stop was like, whoa, hang on, what's this? And first couple of lockdowns we coped okay, but this last one has been particularly tough for us and for everybody, you know. But it's just like will things ever get back to normal? You know, it's like, I don't know. But we just had to work together and support one another and try and hold each other up. And doing the sing song really helped us get through too. I've got to say, it really saved our lives, really. You know, just doing that one song every Sunday was something to look forward to. And then getting the lovely feedback from people and the lovely comments it just really cheered us up and kept us going. Kept us working towards something.
I did think too, Suzanne, that Struth, this is going to be a real test of our strength long term. You know, if someone had said to me it's going to be 2 years, I did think this is going to be a long, long road. So we're going to figure out what it is that makes us want to sing in the first place. And that, and it, the sing songs did that. It kind of stripped it back to the way we used to learn how to sing together, facing each other on our little beds in our bedroom, you know, basic. If we can do that and people respond to it, then we know we can always work and do something nice for other people.
I'm glad that you got that. I wasn't going to ask you necessarily what were the great lessons that you'd learned, but that you found something in that. And I think that's something that a lot of people have found. When you strip it all away, what are the things that matter? They definitely emerge. And what's also emerged from that time is that you've finally been able to, in the middle of all those lockdowns, get into a studio, record an album, and release The Weight. It's finally out. It's been such a mammoth journey to get here. It's been so lovingly received. You are national treasures, Vicar and Linda. How does it feel for you guys to have it out there finally? What are you, how are you feeling in this past week or so?
We're just over.
Oh, so a big breath out, Linda.
I'm so excited all the time. Is that possible?
Yes. It's so good.
Yeah. And we're really happy. We're just happy that the album's out and we got to sing these beautiful songs that all Australian songwriters have written. And it's just, it's a relief, really. It's like, finally.
Yay.
Tunes, and we're just so happy that the feedback has been very positive and people like it. So, you know, what more can you ask for?
Yeah.
It's a brilliant record. We love it. We're featuring it on Double J for a reason. And you're going to be able to see it as Vicar and Linda take this show on the road, playing some beautiful theatres all over the country, beginning at HOTA, Home of the Arts, on Surfers Paradise on the Gold Coast on Friday the 5th of November, then heading to Brisbane to QPAC on Thursday the 11th. Vicar and Linda will play the Theban in Adelaide on Thursday the 18th, and then the beautiful Palais Theatre in St Kilda in Melbourne on Saturday the 20th of November, before wrapping it up at, yes, another gorgeous theatre, The State in Sydney on Thursday, November the 25th. So excited to see you both live. I will be grinning from ear to ear from the front row as you sing every one of those songs. And
we'll dedicate teeth to you.
Thank you very much. I wasn't going to ask, but thank you. I want to play one more song as well from this record before you skedaddle out of here, because this is another beautiful song from it. And I think that, I don't know, I guess from what I'm reading into it, it feels fitting given what we've just been talking about. Like a Landslide is the final tune. Tell me about this song. Bernard Fanning wrote this one, right?
Yes, that's correct.
He did. It's a beautiful, beautiful song about being on the road and can't wait to get home to your loved one again. And Linda and I could relate to that because we've been touring all our life. It's like, you know, missing home terribly. And Bernard sent this song in and we just fell in love with it instantly. And actually Linda wanted to sing it. And this is one of the songs that we kind of squabbled over, you know, who's going to sing it. And there was only a couple of our songs on the album like that. Normally we know who's going to sing what, but this one was like, you know, and then I got to sing it. So I'm very, very happy that Linda let me.
It sounds better with you singing it.
With Zan Rowe on Double J.